Chapter 19. Organization of the Government. 192. Washington elected President. In the early years under the Constitution, the presidents and vice presidents were elected in the following manner. First, each state chose presidential electors, usually by vote of its legislature. Then the electors of each state came together and voted for two persons without saying which of the two should be president. When all the electoral votes were counted, the person having the largest number, provided that it was more than half of the whole number of electoral votes, was declared president. The person having the next largest number became vice president. At the first election, every elector voted for Washington. John Adams received the next largest number of votes and became vice president. 193. Washington's journey to New York. At 10 o'clock on the morning of April 14, 1789, Washington left Mount Vernon and set out for New York. Wherever he passed, the people poured forth to greet him. At Trenton, New Jersey, a triumphal arch had been erected. The schoolgirls strewed flowers in its path and sang an ode written for the occasion. A barge, manned by 13 pilots, met him at the water's edge and bore him safely to New York.